Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, what is today's episode all about? We're talking about seasonal self-care. So we are very much in winter now. And there are some really important things you need to know about how to look after yourself at this time of year. Because if you don't, you're going to suffer. And we don't want that, because this is about owning your health, which means looking after yourself, prevention as well as cure, adding the prevention narrative into the healthcare mandate, which is what we're all about here. So before we get going, just to let you know that Q&A, which is very, very much part of what we do here, is very much responding to your questions as you message in, and many of you do. Now, let's have a little bit of interaction. What are we doing today? Jennifer, she says, what you say is so true. I'd like to think so. I don't come here to just spout lies, Jennifer. I have to say, time to slow down and to just be is so important. Mindfulness Bell, which you talk about all the time, and I'm about to talk about it again, is great for me too. Just taking a minute to breathe. Thank you for all the amazing content you share. So did somebody say Mindfulness Bell? So given that, there are always new people coming into this podcast at any point in time. So I can never assume that just because I've said it 1,000 times doesn't mean that a new person's coming in and knows what's Mindfulness Bell. Now, this is the biggest health tip that I can ever teach you, literally more than anything else in the Own Your Health. So if you never hear from me ever again, if you're not interested, just take this one piece of advice. Download this app, it's free, and then allow the bell to chime every 15 minutes through your phone. And what it will do is serve as a reminder to breathe consciously. And this is the easiest health hack you can ever do, because you're breathing anyway. So nobody can say to me they don't have time, because if you stop breathing, you would die. So that will be the end of that. So the point is, you need to download this and consciously breathe. So with this conscious breath, let's just start today's podcast and get ourselves in the mood for what's coming next with 3 beautiful conscious breaths. So the chime has now chimed, dong. And then what happens? You breathe slowly in. Linger at the top of the breath. Breathe slowly out. Linger at the bottom of the breath. Repeat, breathe in. Linger. Breathe out. Linger. One more, breathe in. Linger, breathe out, and linger. Now, I now need to start talking, but you're listening. So you can carry on doing that breath all the way through this podcast. But what happens, have you noticed how relaxed you immediately start to feel? Just the whole body systems, which often feel quite frenetic, like a kind of shaken up snow globe going crazy, all of a sudden just start to settle. And if you want to just add a little bit extra, those of you watching can just mirror what I'm doing. Those of you just on audio, I'm just rocking gently from side to side, like doing that dance, the floss. Literally just imagine that someone's got a piece of dental floss and they're just pulling my waist side to side. So just creating a very gentle S shape in my body whilst I'm slowly breathing. It is the most pleasurable self-care thing you can do. It's so easy. It's free. A very, very simple extension. And actually, if you're ever interested in going deeper into this, this is what you do to start meditating. So when I hear people that will always say to me, I've tried meditation and I can't do it, which is pretty much everyone. The reason being is that we're going at 1,000,000 miles an hour, and to suddenly stop from that tempo and just go completely from sort of 100 back to 0 is too much. So you have to do a little transition. And that's what this is. So if you've got time to then take this all the way through to meditation, I would at the end of this podcast just jump onto any of the meditations, which I do, which there's many of them here, and just allow yourself to go into deep relaxation. But it all starts with that breath. It started with a kiss. It started with a breath. Anyway, there you are, Jennifer. Thank you so much for your positive feedback, which gave me a wonderful little intro into talking about Mindfulness Bell again. But that doesn't matter, because it's important to repeat yourself, because otherwise people don't know. Okay, then Dee Dee, she says, thank you so much for all your videos and tips that you post and share. I absolutely adore the tapper and hope to get more of your products for your self-care. Well, Dee Dee, I'm recording this on Black Friday. So just to say, I'm hoping that Santa's going to be going to be kind to you and to everyone else, because these products, the idea of them is that you don't really need to keep repurchasing them, that once you've bought one, e.g. the tapper or the drummer or the sculptor or the body gua sha, they last a lifetime. I mean, obviously you need to look after them, don't drop them, because then they are likely to smash or break. But, you know, if you look after your tools, they will indeed last your lifetime. And very much the HeyYou method is a tool-based solution. So you're not constantly having to burden your finances with buying expensive things month after month after month. And it means you've got a bit of money to spend on something else instead. So thank you, Didi. So I want to bring your attention to another brilliant brand, which I've been orbiting around over the past few months, and I really like it. It's called Equi, which is short for equilibrium. Now, you can pop over to their website, which is equilondon.com, and it is a brilliant brand of supplements. I've been taking the powders, which I absolutely love. They are absolutely full of nutrients. You've got multivitamins, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, superfoods, adaptogens, we've got ashwagandha, and then we've even got mushrooms from traditional Chinese medicine as well. So it's just ram-packed. But because it's so packed full of the good stuff, they've taken out all of the bad stuff. So we don't have chemicals, we don't have fillers, we don't have binders, all of that's been taken out. So it's just pure nutrition. Now, I take a couple of teaspoons after a meal, either breakfast or dinner, and I just mix it in a little bit of plant-based milk. You can do it in water, but I drink it like a little shot, because it's you only need sort of two rounded teaspoons, and that will do the job. And the thing that I like about it is that they've just taken a holistic approach. So it's not a supplement for this and a supplement for that, because personally I find what I end up doing or did in the past was I'd end up with a shelf full of supplements, and then I'd just get a bit fed up with it, because I'd end up on sort of 12 different things, and then I couldn't really remember what was doing what. Whereas with this, it's one jar doing one thing, and it's working with everything. So it's working with my hormones, it's working with my digestion, it's working with my immunity, energy, focus, skin, mood. So everything just kind of gets wrapped up into one. Now, I like that, because that's kind of fuss-free supplementation. So that's why I'm really excited to explain that brand to you. So that's equilondon.com. Go and have a look at their website. Personally, I like the powder format. That's always my way. I like a little shot of milk. Don't put it in hot drinks. I like it just room temperature milk or a little bit of room temperature water. Get it down the hatch and you're sorted. Right. Well, on to the main topic of the day, which is all about seasonal self-care. So one of the most important things that we need to do that we don't is it's very important to understand that human beings come out of nature. We are part of the natural cycle. We are part of the food chain. We are not above it. Okay, we don't actually control it. We are part of it. And this is a big shift that needs to happen in the 21st century, because unfortunately, probably since pretty much the Industrial Revolution and the development of so many things, there's been a sort of arrogance to mankind where we've sort of evolved into a super species thinking, well, we can just do what we like. We can do what we like individually, and we can do what we like en masse. And the 21st century is teaching us that that's not true. Okay, if you do not look after your body correctly, your body will break down. It will get sick. Okay, different constitutions and different lifestyles will impact what that sickness is, but it is highly unlikely that you will live healthily to a ripe old age if you do not give your body what it needs, just like you would put petrol in a car or electric charge in a car. You don't put the wrong fuel into the car and expect it to work. You don't crunch up the M1 in gear number two, revving the engine. You take your car for an MOT. So all of these things apply to our body as well. And aligning into the seasons is the first thing to do. So winter is not summer. Winter's not autumn. Winter's not spring. Winter is winter. And there are things that we need to be doing in winter that we've probably forgotten about, or we're not really thinking about, that I would like to remind you of, that will make a massive difference to your health. So the first thing about winter to say is that winter is the season of the kidneys. Each of the five key organs of the body, which are absolutely paramount to keep balanced and strong for you to own your health and feel healthy. You have five organs: the heart, the spleen, the lungs, the kidney, and the liver. Okay, and they respond to seasons, with Earth kind of being late summer. Okay, so that's how the seasons work. Now, wintertime is the season of the kidneys. Now, in Chinese medicine, all of the organs of your body have greater responsibilities than they have been allocated by Western medicine and Western conscious thought. Okay, there's much more to it. So the kidneys are indeed responsible for the processing of urine, but they are also very much responsible for the storage of energy. They are considered in Chinese medicine as the batteries of your body. And winter is the season of storage. So what happens in early winter, which is we're just heading for the solstice now, so we're nearly in midwinter according to the natural cycle. But in the first half, all the way through to solstice, is that what happens is you are completing the autumnal process of shedding. So if you look at nature, you will notice that during the course of autumn, leaves shed. It starts at the beginning and it increases and increases. And this year we've had some like massive storms, which then suddenly you woke up the next day and there'd be like no leaves left on the trees. Okay, because basically the winds came and just shed. All right. There are still some kind of clinging on for dear life. But that shedding is what we also do. Now, if anyone's been following my content, you will hear me talking about decluttering. Okay, decluttering. And actually, Vix has sat in front of me. That is a spring thing because we can move that to spring cleaning. And also that's relevant to anyone in the Southern Hemisphere because they're in autumn at that point. So decluttering, spring cleaning is vital for health because the second of the three key things you need to know to owning your health is purge and nourish, which means releasing and letting go and then bringing in the new fresh stuff. Well, you can't bring in new fresh stuff if all of the old stuff is still there. It's impossible because it's all there clogging everything up. So this letting go process happens all the way through autumn. And I've talked about how to do that in your home and that if you start decluttering your home, you inevitably start decluttering your body and your conscious state. Okay, so we've talked all about that already. But when we get to the winter time now, what happens is that stripping bare of all of the unnecessary things has now happened if you've done it right. And if you haven't fully done it, it doesn't matter. Just stripping out anything will help. Because what then happens now is the energy now goes inwards further. And because it's cold, it goes dark. It goes still. And you will notice in nature outside, everything's dormant and it looks like it's doing nothing, but it's not. It's the kidney energy and kidneys need rest in order to store because they are literally synthesizing all of the processing of the letting go of the previous cycles so that what's coming in is extremely beneficial to the body. It's like essence. It's nutrients, fertilizer, essence for the process that then starts its journey on the winter solstice, which is in a few days' time, on the 21st of December. Okay, that moment where you go from the end of the previous cycle, there's a tiny little moment, and then bam, the beginning of the new cycle appears. And then that cycle will start to emerge in the start of spring, which is in the 4th of February. And that's when it starts to make itself seen. But until then, it's dormant, it's unseen. And this is what the kidneys are about. They're about the darkness, the unseen, the depths of the waters. And it's absolutely paramount that that unseen, dark energy is, of course, relevant to the fact that there isn't much light at this time of year. Indeed, at Christmas time, which we will notice, there are little fairy lights and twinkly lights everywhere because it's dark outside. Now, by January, people start to get a bit fed up with that. But in the wintertime right now, it's rather appealing. All the Christmas lights are on and everything's sparkling and twinkling. But what your kidneys need is rest and stillness so that they can absorb into the inky darkness of their very state of creating the essence, which is the very energy source, the battery fuel, ready for next year. And it's this exact moment in that solstice, that tiny little gap in the middle where bam, bam, there's the moment where everything comes out. So when you're listening to this podcast right now, you've still got a few more days to let go and to do one of the most important things that you can possibly do at this time of year, which is meditation. Now, I know people often sit there and go, oh my God, I can't meditate. Well, I've just shown you at the beginning of this podcast a simple way to start entering into that meditative space. So I invite you at the end of this practice to do that, or this podcast, to do that again, and perhaps then listen to one of the meditations that perhaps we can link to so that we can send you into a winter meditation, which is what I want to do for the winter solstice as well. So meditation is key. The key to meditation, as I've said, is to transition from the busy into the still. Don't just assume you can leap into it because masters can, because they've been practicing, but normal people who can't really do it can't. So therefore that slow breath and that rocking from side to side. And if you're really frenetic and everything's on top of you and you're not even able to rock, start by shaking the body. Okay, just like shaking, just do it with me now, even if you're sat down, by just sort of shimmying the body. Because what you'll find is that you need to match the energy where you are right now. So if you're feeling frenetic, you have to start with a shake. And then slowly but surely, once you've shaken for a bit, that energy will start to have shaken itself out. You will then go back into the sway And then eventually you'll go still, and then you go into the breath, and then into the meditation you go. Now, as well as meditation, at this time of year, it's absolutely paramount to take advantage of the long nights. It's dark. And what you're supposed to do when it's dark is sleep. And indeed, that's what most people want to do. Most people say to me in clinic, I can't wake up. I'm really tired. I'm just dragging myself around. I just want to hibernate. Yeah, that is what we're supposed to do. In a sensible world, perhaps in the 21st century, our work practices need to change. We should be working longer hours in the summer and shorter hours in the winter. That is what should happen. We should be allowed to go to work at least an hour to 2 hours later in the morning in the wintertime than in the summer. It could be compensated that when they change the clocks, that whilst the clocks change, our daily life doesn't change, that we'd be given more sleep in the wintertime than the summer because the kidneys need rest. And the other thing that in an ideal world is they'd have a little rest in the afternoon as well. So when it starts to get really dark at about 4 o'clock, that would be the perfect time to go and have a rest. Now, interestingly, something about me that people don't know is, you might know, I used to live in Mexico quite a long time ago. And one of the things I did when I lived in Mexico is I went off, much to my parents' horror, with a backpack and went and lived on a beach with this family who lived in a shack on the beach. And I lived there for about a month. And it was amazing because it was relatively near to the Caribbean. So it got dark relatively early. It sort of night fell at sort of 6 o'clock, and 10 minutes later, it was pitch black. And yes, of course, we had fire, obviously, but they were living with nature very much. And so we didn't really use electricity. I'm trying to think if there even was any. I think there probably was, but it wasn't used. So we were orbiting ourselves by the light of the moon, by a fire. And what would happen is, and there was no television or anything like that. So because it got dark at about 6 o'clock, by about 8 p.m., go to bed. I mean, there wasn't much else to do. You sort of eat food and chat for a bit, and then eventually you just sort of go to bed. And we all sort of slept in these hammocks, kind of in this thing. And I mean, I loved it. And you'd wake up in the morning to daylight. So, you know, your natural cycle was to go to bed when it was dark and to wake up when it was light, because that's how we used to live. And it was a bit weird to start with, if I'm honest. As strange as that sounds to say, how could it possibly be weird to be living with nature? But it is, because we're so alienated from it. So therefore, at this time of year, if we were living like that in the Western world and not near the Caribbean, you would indeed be going to bed much, much, much earlier at this time of year. And if you were awake and you were only living by firelight, okay, or even before we had fire, by the moonlight and by the starlight, there would be times when it was a full moon, you'd have loads of light. But if it was a new moon and a small moon, you wouldn't have much light. So therefore, what would happen is you would use this time for inner vision, introspection, rather than what we do, which is sit at home on the sofa and watch Netflix and go to bed a bit late because we want to watch the next episode. Okay, so therefore, journaling. Journaling is a very important process, okay, to reflect and release emotions and to process grief and to process your thoughts of the day or of last year or repetition and things. So journaling is such a brilliant way for you to introspect and look at what I call the negative narrative, which is that sort of negative voice that is inside our head if we're not careful, and twist it and turn it and alchemize it into a divine dialogue. So it's really important. The other thing that it's really important to do at this time of year is to dress appropriately. I mean, I don't know how many times I have to tell my own children how to dress for winter. You must wear boots. I have got UGG boots on right now. There are my UGGs. Luckily, I wasn't. So normally in the other studio, I have to have a full outfit change, but here it's just tops. So I've got my jeans on and I walked here in my UGGs. They are brilliant. Not so good when it's raining, but they're brilliant when it's dry and cold. Boots, socks, gloves, hats, earmuffs, scarves, coats, layers, vests. I know they're not sexy, although Stripe and Stare are fantastic. They do gorgeous ones. I love them and they're brilliant. They're quite thin and they tuck in and they're bright colours and they're lovely. They're all over my Christmas list this year. So you need to get the back of the kidneys and the back of the back warm. You can also buy something called a kidney warmer, which is just a little piece of garment that you just put around your lower back. Absolutely brilliant for giving you energy. Please do not get your feet wet or cold, okay? It is absolutely paramount to wrap up correctly and then take the layers off. And another really important tip is, because in wintertime we now have central heating and we're outside, and if you're in a city, you're in and out of shops and cafes and blah, 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 and then it's freezing cold outside, then you're on public transport and, you know, and the temperatures are going crazy whilst you're being absolutely bombarded with airborne viruses, and then we wonder why we get sick. So one of the most important practices you can do is when you go into a new space, and if it's hot, just undo your coat, but just give yourself a couple of minutes to let the body just adjust into the new temperature and take your coat off slowly. So don't be in a hurry to do that, because the body has to adjust. And often if you've been sweating on a public transport or you know, the pores are open and you take your coat off too quickly and there's airborne diseases flying around, bam, airborne diseases can come into the body via the skin just as much as they can come in via the nostrils. So be careful. Okay, it's like this upper area of the body is like a shield which protects you. So you'll be really careful about that. Keep your coat on, give it a couple of minutes, undo it, but just keep it on and then slowly take it off and then remove the layers, okay? Or do the layers first, as in hats and gloves and that sort of thing. Then keep the coat on for a bit, then take the coat off. Then if you've got a jumper underneath, you take that off as well, so that you're just giving yourself time to assimilate. The other thing that at this time of year is when I see people running, first thing in the morning, I'm like, oh my God. So exercise first thing in the morning is good. But the problem is that, again, the working hours. If anyone runs a business here, everyone needs to just come in later. Okay, there just has to be some wiggle room here. Because what you should be doing is getting up when it's light. I know, right? For all of us that get up in pitch black at this time of year, you should get up when it's light, and that's the time to exercise. So back I go to my walk this morning, in came my 5,000 steps because it was light and it was yang energy rising up. Yang energy is weak at this time of year. So it's at its strongest as it's going up. It's not actually at its strongest when it peaks. It's at its strongest just before it peaks, which is kind of in the morning. So in an ideal world, you want to do exercise, but it should be gentle. So rather than running, it should be walking. Okay, rather than kind of full-on aerobics, it should be yoga or qigong. It's very, very important to just exercise the body in a restorative way and just allow the body to store, because again, kidneys want rest and gentleness. They don't want to be bashed and they don't want all the fluids being sweated out of open pores. It's not very healthy. Please do make sure that you're sipping herbal teas with goji berries or tonics like ginger tea to support kidney health, digestive health, and to encourage warmth within the body. And seasonal diet. So we want to nourishing foods, soups, stews, congees, root vegetables, black beans, dark leafy greens, spices like ginger and cinnamon, cloves, which all support digestion and kidney health. We want to avoid cold, raw foods like, sorry Vix, sushi. Okay, it's not great. So we've just had lunch. I had my ginger lace noodles. Vix had sushi and she really enjoyed it. So it's fine. But what we've got to be careful of with that is that obviously the shops that sell sushi and sandwiches and things put them in a chiller cabinet for hygiene purposes. So once you've bought them, I recommend if you're going to eat sushi or raw food or food from a chiller cabinet, go and buy it an hour before you're going to eat it, bring it out, have it just at room temperature. So just give it a little bit of time to come up from being cold, so that it's gone to room temperature. I've got water here. So Vix very kindly gave me this, and they've got like a filter system here, but it filters the water out cold, which is really bad for you. You need to have room temperature water or hot water. So she very kindly put it into a jug over there, and it's warmed back up in the ambient temperature. So now that's perfect. Otherwise, it's really bad for the system. Things like ice cream, ice, frozen foods, cold foods, anything like that is an absolute disaster. When I see people going out and eating ice cream and frozen yogurt at this time of year, I'm like, oh my God, it's so bad. And things like moistening food is also really good at this, like poached pears with honey are really good in the autumn. You can add, poached pears are still going strong in the wintertime. So I add those with things like star anise, cardamom, cinnamon, you know, those sorts of slightly spicy, pungent tastes like cinnamon bark, that kind of thing. So that is basically what we need to do. It is vitally important that we prioritize the importance of recognizing that seasons require tweaks in our behavior. It's not just about changing into a slightly warmer jumper and wearing new seasons collections, okay? It's about making some simple modifications to your diet and lifestyle, because that's what Yang Sheng is all about. Yang Sheng is my book. Yang Sheng means nurture life. It is China's gift to the world. Whatever people's opinions about China, and I hear people's opinions about China a lot, my personal opinion is I love it. And my personal opinion is their healthcare is like French cheese or pasta. I mean, it's just astonishing. And it is so much more comprehensive than anything that I'd ever been taught in my childhood. So it's worth getting your head around, because you will feel better. This stuff has been time tested. It came down the female line thousands and thousands of years ago, here to help, here to make life easier, here to make life sweeter, here to make longevity a thing, here to make 21st century health narrative no longer about how long you live, but how well and how happy you are during the course of the duration of your lifespan, and to understand the meaning of it whilst you're here. And that is what we talk about here in Own Your Health. So thank you so much for joining me today. Do please leave in the comments below any questions that you have about this. Winter health is really important, because if you don't do it, the chances are you're going to get sick. And I've just remembered, as I was about to wrap up, one final thing is, please do not go out with wet hair. Now, I know, Vix has just pulled a face. The reason I should have said that earlier is because it's so obvious. And yet it just reminded me of my daughter earlier, only this week. I took her to school and she'd washed her hair that morning, and she came downstairs and she had soaking wet hair, just tied in a bun, because she'd run out of time, the little pickle, and she just thought, oh, well, mummy won't notice. Well, mummy did notice, and mummy sent her back upstairs, dried her hair, and she was late for school. But no way. If she'd had gone out with wet hair, in comes tonsillitis, in comes a common cold, it gets damp into the channels and it weakens the defensive energy of the body. It is a disaster. So please, please, please don't do that. Now I'll wrap up. So do please let me know in the comments below if you found that useful and helpful. Lots of winter content coming your way at the moment. So thank you so much for joining me. Do please share this information with anyone that you think would help. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe and share the content with everyone that you know and love. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.